Low-income families around the country are having a more difficult time accessing early childhood education. Head Start, the federal program that offers free services to children under age 5, is struggling to find enough teachers. WBUR's Emily Piper Valillo reports on how Massachusetts programs are addressing the shortage.
Erin Abreu enrolled her 11-month-old in Head Start in 2020. An East Boston center accepted her daughter, Adeline, into its program right away.
I was in a shelter, and I was currently working, but I needed help. I needed my daughter to be in a daycare.
Abreu was able to work longer hours once Adeline was in childcare. They now live in an apartment. Adeline receives healthy meals at her Head Start program. She also receives dental care and spends her days learning numbers and words.
She's so smart. She knows how to identify letters. She tells me how her day went in school. She's polite. She's respectful. Like, she's learned most of that here.
Abreu welcomed a second daughter last year. But this time, she wasn't so lucky. Her younger daughter was placed on a wait list for the same Head Start center. She's still waiting nearly a year later. The problem is a teacher shortage hitting Head Start centers nationwide. Massachusetts is no exception. Michelle Hamowitz is the executive director of Massachusetts Head Start. She says a Head Start teacher in the state makes on average $39,000 a year, or half of what they could make in a public school.
Our teachers deserve to be making much more than they're making. And the missing factor here is money. More money could solve these problems.
Program directors say federal funding for Head Start is not enough to cover operational costs like rent and competitive teacher pay. Head Start programs also need to meet official enrollment targets or they risk losing funding. Since many centers can't find enough teachers, they can't enroll the number of students they say they can on paper. So some program directors feel they have no choice but to permanently lower their enrollment targets and reduce the number of students they serve. Anat Weisenfreund is the agency's director. She says the decision has given her agency the flexibility to increase teacher salaries by more than 25%. Some salaries are now as high as $58,000 a year.
It's really incredible. We have filled almost all of our vacancies within 6 weeks. It's really very simple. You got to pay people a fair and decent wage.
Children already in the program will not lose their place, but that still leaves roughly 200 kids on the wait list for now. Weisenfreund says the decision was hard, but necessary.
But it is directly on the backs of children and families by preventing access.
Head Start leaders know closing classrooms is not a permanent fix, but they don't anticipate an influx of federal dollars anytime soon. So for now, a better solution remains out of reach. Back at the East Boston Head Start, Erin Abreu's 3-year-old daughter, Adeline, circles up on a fuzzy rug with her classmates. It's a Wednesday afternoon. The toddlers hook their tiny fingers around a large elastic band. They stretch it out, and the band expands. They release, and it contracts.
Big, 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 small, small, small.
Ready?
But a few doors down, the lights are off, and chairs are stacked on desks. A sign pinned to the door explains that this classroom is closed. It's unclear when another space will open up for Adeline's sister and the other kids stuck on the wait list. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Emily Piper Valillo.